Thank you for joining us today for the Temple Baptist Church podcast. This message was originally recorded on July 2nd, 2006.
Proverbs 22:28 says, "Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set." In many translations, you'll find the word stones rather than landmarks. And it refers to boundary stones that were set up to distinguish the property owners of ancient lands. It was a warning that God gave because God owned the land and the people who lived on it were allowed to live within the boundaries of the property that He had established. In other words, their lives were guided and maintained and included in the landmarks that He Himself had set. As we consider that in a modern set of circumstances, we come to the conclusion that God has indeed established landmarks that are designed to provide for us boundaries that not only distinguish the place where we are to live and walk and have our existence, but also where we are not to venture beyond. Many times we have lost the sense of God's landmarks. And times like today are opportunities for us to overcome the swell that seems to threaten to wash away that which God has established. The founding principles, the landmarks, the ancient boundaries upon which America was founded must be maintained even in a relativistic postmodern age when it seems everything is up for grabs. Liberty and sacrifice are landmarks that we all recognize. It has been said that the temptation is to enjoy the fruits of citizenship without tending the tree of liberty. John Adams signed the Declaration of Independence and said, "Whether we live or die, sink or swim, succeed or fail, I stand behind this Declaration of Independence, and if God wills it, I am ready to die in order that this country might experience freedom." We must all be thankful to God to be citizens of this great United States. For as a citizen, however, we have a responsibility to tend carefully the tree of liberty. Are you a better citizen? Is your community better because of you? Is your church better because you're a member of it? Or, like many, are we enjoying the fruits without tending the tree of liberty? Capitalism and conscience are a part of the landmarks of our nation. When our forefathers came to this country and founded our system of government, they were convinced that there was indeed a higher power who was involved in the destinies of men and nations. And they believed that men were created with certain unalienable rights. Among these were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This was evident in the way they wrote and the way they lived and the way our nation developed. There was a moral fiber, a moral strength in our nation. But today it seems that our society is so caught up in greed and materialism that we're only interested in ourselves. It becomes survival of the fittest. And all were concerned with making more and more. We are slipping into capitalism without a conscience. Capitalism, while it means a free market, means that we are free to buy, sell, and make a profit, to earn a living. But capitalism without conscience becomes a cruel and ruthless form of life where competition and success and greed and materialism corrupt, and we lose our concern for others. We step on whomever we need to step on in order to achieve our objectives, and we refer to it as nothing more than blind ambition, even if it is at the expense of another human being. Religious freedom and commitment are landmarks that we must not sacrifice, just as we must not sacrifice liberty or our conscience. In the early days of our country, it was made clear that Congress would not establish a state religion and Americans would be free to worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience, providing it did not infringe on the rights of others And it was assumed in those days that people would want to worship and serve God as their creator. Today, many Americans have this freedom to worship God and to do so gathered with other people and to do so according to their leaders, to the leadership within their own hearts, and yet they do not participate. This may be one of our greatest national landmarks, and yet it is one that is continually being moved against the leadership, against the Word of God. If we remember the landmark of religious freedom and commitment, then we will remember to exercise that freedom. People have died so that we can be a part of a local church, so that we can have and read a Bible, so that we can speak openly about the faith that has transformed our lives, and we dare not move these ancient landmarks. French writer Alexis de Tocqueville, after visiting America in 1831, said, "I sought for the greatness of the United States in her commodious harbors, her ample rivers, her fertile fields and boundless forest, and it was not there. I sought for it in her rich mines, her vast world commerce, her public school system, and in her institutions of higher learning, and it was not there. I looked for it in her democratic Congress and her matchless constitution, and it was not there. It was not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." We must never move the landmark of God and trust. Have you ever wondered why God has blessed us so much? A country founded upon biblical principles that honors God. Even the phrases on our coinage, our currency, declare, "In God we trust." No matter how prosperous we may become, we must never forget that God is the giver and sustainer of life and blessings. He gives, He takes away. We cannot lose this landmark. We must trust and acknowledge Him. A writer, taking the cue from the Declaration of Independence, that which touched off the American Revolution, and we remember for the closing words, "For the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." But where today is the firm reliance on divine providence in American life? A majority of Americans call themselves born-again Christians, yet most of these same Americans, including members of churches across this country, will not be found in a house of worship anywhere on most Sundays. Only a tiny remnant of those who do attend on Sunday will ever return to church or will give a witness for their faith. How many of us who profess Christ truly rely on God and the divine providence in every area of our lives and our schedules? Perhaps what we need is not a declaration of independence today, but a declaration of dependence. One pastor has penned these words to encourage us. He writes, "When in the course of spiritual events, God's people find that the faith that shaped their nation is attacked and rejected, and when the churches that gave hope and stability to a struggling young country are cast out of meaningful participation in the culture, and when Christians have been lulled into a materialistic stupor to the point that there is no evidence of the power of God in their lives, it is time for us to admit that we have trusted in our own cleverness, organization, and wealth, and have abandoned real dependence on God. Desperately in need of the presence and power of God in our lives, our homes, our churches, and our nation, we now confess our prayerlessness, indifference, and self-centered living. Further, we purpose to return to God, seeking Him in the fear of the Lord and trusting that He will forgive, cleanse, guide, and protect those who obey Christ. With renewed, sincere dependence on our Redeemer, we pledge to Him and to one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, our blood-bought lives, our God-given treasure, and our sacred honor as children of the living God. Would you dare to sign that? Could we, as a nation, dare to live that? Please stand with me for prayer.
Thanks again for listening today. Remember that you can get more podcasts just like this one on our website at www.tbcsullivan.com. And if you'd like to contact us, you can contact us with the email address tbc@tbcsullivan.com.